It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new study out of UW finds that areas with more undocumented immigrants have seen their violent crime rates drop since 1990. We'll talk with a researcher about the numbers. First, Illinois' Attorney General says she's filing a lawsuit over air quality standards in southeastern Wisconsin. The challenge could have big implications for the Foxconn plant in Racine County. Governor Scott Walker responded to the news yesterday, raising the possibility of a countersuit.
We've had in the past decade and a half dramatic drops in terms of pollutants here in the state of Wisconsin. And so our employers and our citizens are taking dramatic action. We haven't seen the same thing in the Chicago area. And so I think it might be worth us looking at a countersuit back.
Lee Bergquist is a reporter who covers environmental issues for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Lee, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob.
Well, at the center of this lawsuit is this recent EPA ruling on air pollution in southeastern Wisconsin. Can you walk us through what the EPA ruled before we get into this new lawsuit?
Well, it's a national rule, and it really applies to largely metropolitan areas around the United States. And in some areas of the country, many of the big industrial cities, they've grappled with smog or ozone pollution for really decades. And over time, the EPA has, after a scientific study, has ratcheted down the allowable emissions. And we're at that juncture again right now.
And the EPA decision said for southeastern Wisconsin, previously they said, okay, our more stringent rules apply to a wider area. And this new ruling from the EPA really narrowed it down to more specific spots. Why did they make that change?
Well, it depends on who you want to believe or who you – it depends. There's really two schools of thought here. Clearly, the EPA was, up until a few months ago, wanted to put all of southeastern Wisconsin, including Racine County, where Foxconn would be located, in a non-attainment area. It would be violating air emissions laws. And the reason why it was doing that is because that's what the data showed. It showed that ozone levels were high. But there was a request by state officials, Governor Walker and the DNR, and business interests here made their case that essentially the region inherits most of its ozone pollution in the summer from Illinois, and so that these areas, instead of being so broadly written, that they should be really shrunk down to just small areas where ozone is been proven to be at an elevated level.
So Wisconsin got the ruling it wanted, or the ruling the governor wanted from the EPA. Now here's Illinois, their Attorney General Lisa Madigan, challenging this. What is she claiming? What's why is she saying she's planning to sue over this?
Well, she's planning to. She has weighed in, and it's all related to Foxconn. She's weighed in on the Foxconn project already. Previously, when the DNR had to make a decision on whether to allow the city of Racine to divert water from Lake Michigan to Mount Pleasant and to Foxconn, in that case, she raised questions about the diversion. She raised questions about wastewater and how it would be treated. And in this suit here, she's raising concerns about emissions from Foxconn and what impact that would have on the health of people. Now, she didn't say if those were Illinois people or Wisconsin people, but she was raising concerns about about health impacts from the emissions from the Foxconn plant.
Talking to Lee Bergquist from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel over an Illinois-planned lawsuit over an EPA decision that affects southeastern Wisconsin, ultimately could affect the Foxconn plant. And the idea, Lee, is that if that older EPA decision was in place covering all of, as you mentioned, Racine County, that might affect the kind of pollution controls that Foxconn would have to build. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and it gets into the weeds pretty quickly, yeah. But generally speaking, if you're in a in an area that violates ozone standards, in other words, the air pollutants are above that level, then a factory, let's say a new one that's moving in, would have to install the most expensive equipment, regardless of price, to ensure that it is reducing those ozone emissions as much as possible. So it could be a big cost for Foxconn, and the concern of the Walker administration is they've been doing everything they can to ensure that this project is constructed and moves along quickly, and they're concerned about that.
Now, the Governor Walker raised the point that, as you were mentioning earlier, Lee, a lot of the ozone-causing emissions, they say, are coming from places like northern Illinois, along the Lake Michigan coast. There's been some study on that. What do we know about trying to find out the culprit for the creation of ozone in southeastern Wisconsin?
Well, I think that's true. There has been studies that have been going on for years. There's a consortium of states around Lake Michigan that have studied air quality and the movement of air, polluted air, during certain times of the year, like the summer, and it does show that. A large amount of this air, polluted air, does come from Illinois. Just to be clear, though, it's still the people that are living in southeastern Wisconsin who are breathing it. So, I'm not sure if they care if it's Illinois or Wisconsin's.
We have the Great Lakes Water Compact. That's a cooperative deal between states. We don't have a similar thing when it comes to air. That's all left to organizations like the EPA at the federal level, right?
Yes. There is some regulations that that are been moving along for years that would call for more cooperation between states on air emissions issue. But that's what the EPA does. It oversees the ozone rules like this, and hopefully with the idea of ratcheting down air emissions. And they have reduced. They have fallen in the last 20 years. But the standards get stricter because we learn more and more about the science and the impact of ozone on public health.
Now, you mentioned the phrase into the weeds, Lee. I'm sure a court case on this, when this lawsuit gets filed, will be complicated. It'll take a long time. I won't ask you to predict how it'll come out, but it seems likely that this case would be going on as Foxconn is building, is doing construction, right? These things could be going on in parallel with each other.
Yeah. They. I would think they would be, and I couldn't. I don't have a crystal ball on that, unless a judge approved an injunction of some sort. I would think that the project would move forward. And this fight would go on, as many environmental regulations do. One side or the other file suit, and then it takes years for that to be addressed in the courts.
We'll leave it there for now. Lee, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Glad to do it, Rob.
That's Lee Bergquist, reporter who covers environmental issues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to talk about an Illinois lawsuit, a planned lawsuit over air quality standards in southeastern Wisconsin, and the possible impact on Foxconn development there.